going to go right into the Word of God. I have just an encouragement for somebody on today. If you will go with me to the book of 1 Samuel, the 17th chapter, verses 31 through 36. And it reads, "And when the words were heard which David spake, they rehearsed them before Saul, and he sent for him. And David said to Saul, Let no man's heart fail because of him. Thy servant will go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, Thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, Thy servant kept his father's sheep, and three, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went after him and smote him, and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he rose up against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defiled the armies of the living God." Amen. Amen. Join me in a word of prayer before we get started. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for mercy, and we thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us to come together and give us another opportunity to lift up Jesus. Father, we ask right now that you send down your anointing. Let it descend on every heart and every mind, that we will be one in the spirit according to your perfect will and according to your ways. So let it be done in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Okay, I want to use as a subject for just a minute, the battle is the Lord's. When we think of a war and fighting on the battlefield, several concerns may come to mind. One may be, are we able and capable of winning? Another may be, what are our strengths and what are our weaknesses? And do we have enough men and women who are willing to go out in the line of fire? You see, wars are not always won with muscle, but with strategy and purpose and heart. Amen. And chapter 17 opens as Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together to do battle once again with the Philistines. The Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain on the other side, and there was a valley in between. Amen. And the Philistines were an ancient people. In the book of Genesis, in chapter 10 and 14, they are recorded as being from the generation of Noah, from his son Ham after the flood. Amen. And if you will go on over to Exodus 23, verses 30 through 31, we see where the land that God had promised as an inheritance to Israel would include Palestine's territory. And as Joshua led Israel, the land of the Philistines was one of the areas that still remains to be defeated by Israel. And because the Philistines was not completely removed, Israel faced them again and again continually in battle. Amen. They were a recurring enemies of Israel. And once again, the battle lines were drawn. And the Philistines came ready and prepared to do battle. The Bible says in 17 and 4, out of the camp of the Philistines came a champion, a giant named Goliath. He was well armed and well prepared, amen. And he was not intimidated and he was not afraid, amen. The Bible says to us, for 40 days from morning until evening, he would come out taunting the people of God, initiating a fight, amen. Goliath stood 6 cubits and a span. That's about 9 feet tall and 9 inches, amen. He was a descendant of a race of giants. On his head, he wore a brass helmet, a coat of mail. He wore brass on his legs, his shoulders, his chest, amen. Goliath, the champion of the Philistine army. And Israel felt that they were no match for this well-armed giant. They felt that it was an impossible situation. Sometimes while in the service of the Lord, we face what seems to be some impossible situation with giant-sized financial issues, giant-sized cooperation issues, just one stumbling block after another. Amen. And there are some prominent people in the service of God, but sometimes when it comes to stepping out on the battlefield, we are still looking at the giants in the land. But Israel had a secret weapon as well. They were not aware of that they had it, amen? But God had already went before them and put in place a secret weapon by the name of David. David, the youngest son of Jesse the Benjamite, he was given the task of taking food to his brothers that were in Saul's army. He was to go and come back with a report. Tell them how things went and how they were doing. Amen. And as David approached and greeted his brothers, Goliath once again came out, challenging Israel to send out a man to fight with him, insulting the people of God. And the Bible says that David heard him. Amen. And the other Israel, men in Israel, when they saw Goliath, they were afraid and ran from him. Amen. And that's the way it is sometimes. When we focus on our enemies, our troubles and dilemmas, that seems like impossible situations. But God wants you to know on this morning that you are not to be controlled by what things look like. You must remember where your help comes from. Acknowledge God in all that you do and in all things. Amen. David purposed in his heart, after inquiring about the Philistine giant, to go up against him in defense of Israel. Amen. David had great faith in God. He believed that as long as the people trusted in God, there was no enemy that could defeat them. And God is saying to you this morning, if you trust me, he will bring you out every time. Amen. Every time. If you just lean and depend on God. Do you believe that there are mountains so high that God can't get over them? Huh? So low that God can't reach way down and deliver you? Amen. You have to acknowledge him in all that you do. In everything that may be coming up against you. Amen. All on this week. You know, somebody may have a court appointment. Somebody may have a doctor's appointment. Somebody needs a home or a job. Whatever your giant-sized dilemma is, trust God to see you through. David's brothers, they tried to deter him from the notion of going up against Goliath. They thought that he was too young and too small to go up against him. In verse 33, Saul says, "You are not able to go up against this Philistine to fight him. You are but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth." Amen. But David had made up in his mind. His heart was fixed. Amen. He had the right motive, the right attitude. He wasn't too young and he wasn't too small. He was just the right size. Amen. And he was available. He was in the right place at the right time. It was God's strategy. It was his purpose and his plan. Amen. Some of you have faced giant-sized issues on last week to no avail. Amen. But it wasn't the right time. Listen, it wasn't God's timing. Sometimes you just got to stay on the battlefield and wait on God. Amen. But we all know that God is a deliverer. Amen, people. God is aware of what's going on in your life. His love is like a canopy over us. He knows where you are. He knows, God knows, and he never forgets. He never falters and he never fails. It doesn't matter who you are. Everybody else saw David as a shepherd boy. He had no skills, no training as a soldier, as a warrior, but God knew the plan he had for David. And God has a purpose and a plan for whatever you're going through as well. Amen. God had David to remind Saul. Sometimes things you have to remind people of who you are in Christ. Amen. They can't see God's purpose in your life. They're not supposed to. Amen. But you have to start seeing yourself the way God sees you. David says in verse 34, when I kept my father's sheep, there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock, and I went after him. Amen. And I smote him and took the lamb out of his mouth. David says, and when he came up against me, I smote him and killed him, both the lion and the bear. Amen. He says, and in this situation, it's no different. This Philistine will be as one of them. Now watch this, saints. He says, moreover, he says, besides, the Lord delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, and he will deliver me out of this Philistine, the hand of this Philistine. And that is the right attitude. That is the right attitude that got David his victory. Amen. That's how he did it. That's how he defeated Goliath. Amen. He took God with him. Amen. God went before him and fought with him because David believed that he would do it. Amen. Why? Because he acknowledged God and he trusted God. Then he gave God the glory for defeating the lion and the bear. But Saul still didn't get it. He proceeded to arm David with his armor. David took it off because, not because it was too big or too heavy, amen. David says, I cannot go with these. He says, I have not proved them. That is to say, he had not tested them, amen. He had never used them. He wasn't used to all of that, amen. And he wasn't satisfied to go in that manner. David was accustomed to putting his trust in God. It doesn't matter how excellent anything is. You may have some rich friends in your circle with options and opportunities and gifts to help you through, amen. And that is okay. But faith, prayer, having a mind of Christ is more needed for the servants of God, regardless of your assignment. Amen. The Bible says here that David chose 5 stones from the brook. He put them in his shepherd bag and he drew nearer to the Philistine. And the Philistine came closer to David. Amen. And now David has to focus. He has to get his mind right, focus on his purpose. And he says, and all this assembly, for all that were watching, amen, shall know that the Lord saves not with a sword and a spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Now David ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. He took the stone and put it in a sling, amen. He slung it and it smote the Philistine in his forehead. The Bible says that the stone stuck in his forehead and he fell to the earth. Amen. David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. David's trust and dependence on God enabled him to defeat Goliath. Now, the Bible says here, friends, that David chose 5 stones. He only used one, amen? David says here, watch this, the Lord saveth not with a sword nor a shield. If God did not need a sword or a shield to fight in a battle, surely he had no need for 5 stones, amen? David used one stone. God had to use one stone, amen, because David fought in the natural. But the battle was already won in the spirit realm, amen? And David said, and all this assembly shall know. It was God's strategy. It was for the spectators. It was for the other men. It was for Israel's army. Amen. They had to know and see that it was God. And when you come up against a giant-sized dilemma, saints, use what you got. Amen. We have got to let people know that God is still working miracles. miracles. He's still healing. Hallelujah. He's still delivering, and he is still able. Amen. You have to remember, it's not about you. Amen. The battle is the Lord's. Amen. The victory is for you. It is for your good, but it's for God's glory. Amen. Amen, saints. Amen. Still, saints. There are some today who would imply that you are not able to do battle for the Lord. But God has got some Davids in place who are not afraid to go out into the battlefield, amen, to go out on the front line, amen, and to do battle for the Lord. Our world as it is today, the battle lines have been drawn, amen. You have hatred and jealousy and envy, strife on the one side, and you have sickness, disease, and poverty on the other side, and the believers are still waiting for someone to go, to step out on the front line when God has given us the authority. Luke 1 and 9 says, Jesus called the 12 together, and he gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Mark 16 and 20 says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them as he was with David, and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. We are capable of winning. God has allowed us many life lessons, and the Holy Spirit being our life coach. It is a win-win situation. All that's required is a yes, Lord. Amen. The battle is the Lord's. Amen. You don't have to be in a prominent position to be used by God. David was a shepherd. Amen. Many have great gifts, but no grace. Amen. David was a shepherd. Amen. He had no idea he was being trained for great things. God is not looking for self-proclaimed status. The Lord is the one, after bestowing the gifts, determines the area and depth of the service, according to Acts 11, 22 and 26. Amen. He's looking for availability. Amen. He's looking to find you in the right place at the right time. He's looking to see that you have a shepherd, that you have sharpened your skills that he had given you. He's looking to see that you have done what you have done with your in your time frame of waiting. He's looking to see how faithful you are over the small things. Amen. Amen. He's looking to see if you can stand intense heat. Hallelujah. He's looking to see if you need people, crutches to stand, or are you fortified enough within your own spirit to take a stand and then wait on the prompting of the Holy Ghost that says to you, move. Amen. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Saints, if you are waiting on the next move of God, I encourage you to acknowledge him in all that you are doing right now. Amen. I urge you to take a stand. Remain strong and sure of what you are being taught by your pastor, what you are being taught in the word as you read it for yourself. And then exercise your spiritual authority as believers. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. Amen. And remember, the battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. As I said, it's not about us. It's for our good, but for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. David knew it, and I know that without God, we can do nothing. Amen. That is why he did not wear Saul's armor. That is why it only took one stone to bring down the Goliath, because he already knew it wasn't in the stone. God had already given him the battle because of his faithfulness. Amen. Because of his great trust he had in God. And we need to develop a David mentality. Amen. And not examine, not to overthink situations and examine situations so closely and so harshly. It is what it is. To speak God's word over it and watch God work it out for you. He's the same God. Amen? Same God. He's never changed. He's never failed. He's never moved. We moved. We stepped out to do some things on our own. But God is able. He is an able God. And he wants us to win. Amen? Amen. Let's go into a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for our life lessons. We thank you, Father God, for the precious Holy Spirit that leads us and guides us and corrects us. We thank you, Father God, for our lean times. We thank you for our valley experiences. We know, God, that it's there, that we are being trained, fortified in our spirit. We know that even there, you are with us. Amen. Oh, God, we thank you now for being so faithful to us, for being so good and for being so kind. We give you honor and we give you all the praise for being a good God. It is in the name of Jesus that we do pray. Amen and amen. All right, saints, be blessed of the Lord. I hope you all have a great week, all on next week. And please, please, please remember, don't stay so focused on your dilemma, but step back. Put the word of God on it and watch God move. Amen. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time on today. Be blessed.